This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It crushes me to say that even I am losing faith that these important institutions that are supposed to be above the politics of the day are now being corrupted. And that's what we're seeing out of our United States Supreme Court.
Do you think the Supreme Court is broken, in your view?
I think the Supreme Court has made some terrible decisions.
Yet another institution broken.
Ha ha, you broke my Batmobile.
Broke? Or made it better.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If we allow Supreme Court nominees to lie under earth, under oath.
Not the earth, another earth.
Because elections do matter. If Hillary Clinton had been the president, we wouldn't be sitting here having this horrible outcome in our country.
And saying, look at me, listen to me.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
I just spoke to Jim Lyons, the state Republican chairman in Massachusetts. He has the petitions in his hands right now. I mean, it's kind of late in the day. They just came off the printing press, but they're going to start passing them out tomorrow. And it's a rainy night. You know, it's not a good night, but they will be on the street. Not everywhere tomorrow, but they will begin to make their way onto the street. These are the petitions to put on the November ballot a question as to whether or not illegal aliens should be denied the privilege of getting driver's licenses, even though they're in the country illegally. This, as you know, the state legislature passed it. It was vetoed by the governor, and they overrode the veto, the Democrats in the legislature. And so now it's going to go to the voters. If we can get by August 24th, 40,800 and some odd signatures, certified signatures, it will go onto the ballot in November. I think it's doable. But we'll be talking with Maureen Maloney. She's the chairman of the organization. It's called FairAndSecureMass.com. And if you want to go to the website and get involved with it there, I don't know if they have all the information up on the website yet, but it's fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com. And you can read up on how to get involved in the campaign. And we'll be having a lot of petitions at all of our remotes from now on. And I just got several hundred more. I did that stickers. With Joe Biden pointing, you can stick it anywhere. Stick it on a piece of expensive meat, or you can stick it on a gas pump or anywhere. But I'll be giving away one of those stickers for everybody who signs at our remotes. Maybe we can get more of those to give away. I think they'll go pretty fast.
Anyway, give away scratch tickets for those too?
No scratch tickets.
Sounds a lot like bribery.
How about some Lucy's? Some Newport, just Newports. One Newport.
That you got with your HHS travel vouchers.
One Newport. You have a choice between a Newport or a Kool. The old line menthol favorite. Okay, anyway, time now for the chump line.
Hey, Howie. I think you're in the clear. We'll talk later.
You know, you don't leave messages like Dementia Joe left for Hunter. You know, you if you're going to speak, you speak in codes. Whitey Bulger, I think, always used to say something like, did you bring the thing? Or, you know, I guess he could say, Biden would say the thing. Or, I'll see you at the usual place. You know, you speak in at least somewhat coded fashion.
I'm picking up 3 bananas on Thursday. How many peels do you want?
Right, exactly. Well, Nick Mavroulis, the former congressman from Massachusetts, Nicky Pockets, as I called him, he referred to a grand as a bottle of wine when he was speaking to his son-in-law. You're going to pick up 5 bottles of wine today.
I think there was some sort of ring either in southern Massachusetts or Rhode Island. They were referring to drugs as pants. And the cops finally caught on when somebody ordered 3.5 pairs of pants.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. You gotta pick your euphemisms or your codes carefully. Obviously,
if you ever get stuck playing musical chairs with Nancy Pelosi, you'll wish you were never born.
Wow. You know, I said the Pelosi crime wave continues. Now it's assault of a minor with a dangerous weapon, to wit, an elbow.
Isn't that a hate crime, too?
I guess it is, because she is a woman of a child of color.
She's Latinx, as you would say. Yeah.
She handled it very well, that little kid. Her mother said she was proud of her, and I don't blame her. She didn't get fazed at all. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage, with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys, magnummoving.com.
You can denounce your citizenship, but you're still an American idiot.
Yeah, who's that guy from? Someone from Green Day? He said he's not going to be an American citizen anymore. We'll see about that. Yeah, we've heard this one before. You know, they're all moving out of the country. They're going to renounce their citizenship. And guess what? You see them at the next awards show that nobody's watching.
Plugs couldn't wait to get to the G7 summit to further spread the blame for our economic plummet. Nice try, Joe, but the people know this is all on you and there's no running from it.
Exactly. Yeah. And all these half-hearted measures that he and the rest of these so-called leaders of the Western world are imposing or trying to impose on Russia, they're not going to do any good either.
Isn't the real reason SCOTUS overturned Roe v. Wade because of Putin's price hike on January 6th?
I think, you know, Putin is the fallback patsy, the fall guy for what happened. But they're basically blaming Donald Trump. You notice that that Brandon mentioned Trump by name when he first came out of the iron lung to make a statement.
What are we getting all worked up about Roe v. Wade for? After all, it's just a clump of words.
Yes, it is. And it's not Roe v. Wade, by the way. As Joe likes to put it, it's Woe Wee Wade.
There's nothing like living here on planet Oath.
We had to play that cut again in case people are just tuning in. This was AOC yesterday with a Democrat operative with a press pass by the name of Chuck Todd. Cut 7.
If we allow Supreme Court nominees to lie under oath and secure lifetime appointments to the highest court of the land.
Sounds like a death threat to me.
And it's usually highest court in the land, but hey, it's AOC. She didn't major in poli sci at the BU.
Joe Biden said he never violated Norm, and he loved him on Cheers.
That too. 508 says, never leave a voicemail. That's another thing Biden did. He left a voicemail. Who was the guy? Carmen Tatora. He was a mob guy from Brockton. I met him at a book signing once. He left a voicemail threatening to all sorts of mayhem against some guy. And of course, the guy just immediately turned it over to the FBI, and Carmen went away for a few years. They had a nice going away party for him at Larry Bayoni's gathering den.
I just read that Russia is facing its worst recession in 30 years.
Hey, as the old saying goes, misery loves company.
Yeah, we're facing our worst recession in 40 years, so we have it even worse, I guess.
Brandon just got finished sitting for European leaders. Now he's off to kneel for Saudi Arabia.
But first, he's got to give a few billion dollars to the Palestinian Authority because they're our partners in the peace process. I guess Green Day had an album and song called American Idiot. I'm just kind of out.
That was their big hit.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I never was a Green Day fan. I didn't even get the joke. I'm sorry.
Your Mayor, the Supreme Court waited 2 months after the leak to undo Roe versus Wade, and yet I get criticized for waiting 1 day after my car leaked and I chose to wade.
By the way, how's the investigation going to discover the leaker? I guess the FBI can't discuss it because it involves sources and methods. Has the FBI been called in? It was at first in the hands of the security at the Supreme Court, which I didn't know they had a separate police force, but they have a separate police force for every other group in D.C.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And the number to call if you want to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We have a second Chump Line where we play the messages that we didn't play just now that have come in over the last few hours. That's called Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day. You can get Chopped Chumps around 7 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. If you want to leave a message again, the number is 844-500-4242. Press 2. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage. With a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys, magnummoving.com.
There's nothing like living here on Planet Oath.
Planet Oath, yes indeed. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the Chump Line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Chump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show.
Slap, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping. It's balance7.com, balance7.com, when you put in code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which statement from Nancy Pelosi is the least believable? She was set up, she's a devout Catholic, or she didn't mean to push Mayor Flores' daughter?
Devout Catholic.
64% say devout Catholic.
And what's second?
The pushing of Myra Flores' daughter, 23%.
People are maybe forgetting when she said she was recorded on a closed-circuit surveillance camera going into her hairdresser in San Francisco, maskless, after she was demanding that everybody in the United States, actually everybody on the planet, wear a mask. And when she was confronted with the video, she said, "I was set up." 844-500-4242. Apparently, President Trump watched the morning shows yesterday, the chat shows, because he sent out a scathing statement about some of the local rhino worthies that appear on the low-rated talk shows every Sunday morning. And most people had to read it, but of course, because he loves the Howie Carr Radio Network, he read it. into our voicemail. This is President Trump's statement yesterday.
I listen to all of these foolish people often living in a bygone era, like the weak and frail rhino Peggy Noonan, who did much less for Ronald Reagan than she claims, and who actually said bad things about him and his ability to speak. Or Rich Lowry, who's destroyed the once wonderful and influential National Review, the pride and joy of the legendary William F. Buckley. Or George Will, whose mind is decaying with hatred and envy before our very eyes. Or Jonah Goldberg and Stephen Hayes, two people who are finally out of the conversation and have no relevance whatsoever. Where do these people come from? They have no idea what the MAGA movement is, and even less of an understanding of America First, which is necessary and even vital to save our country. People like these are nasty, jealous, not smart, and of no use to the potential greatness of our country. They talk, they criticize, they complain, but they don't have the ability or talent to get anything done. They are short-sighted losers who will never understand what it takes to make America great again.
Wow. You know, I once met Rich Lowry at Mar-a-Lago. He was having a fundraiser. I'm sure he was paying the donut.
Mar-a-Lago!
Fundraiser there. Once again, proving the old saying.
Aren't your membership fees in the shape of a donut?
I beg your pardon. No, I have to pay membership fees.
Okay.
But, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. I'm sure Trump gave him a deal on the hors d'oeuvres and the top shelf booze. But, you know, this is how they repay him. They rip him to shreds at any opportunity. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say something about the it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, but if you're a representative or a senator, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Maxine
right.
Waters, all these other crazy wackos are trying to create another form of...
An insurrection, Ed. Come out and say it. It's an insurrection.
You said it for me, buddy.
Yeah, that was a great headline in the Babylon Bee over the weekend. Democrats take time out from January 6th, the committee, to call for insurrection. It's so true. Maxine said they should defy the ruling of the Supreme Court. I mean, how is that any different than the big lie about the election returns? Elizabeth Warren called it a minority. She said it's a minority on the Supreme Court, an extremist minority of six justices. Well, that's six out of nine. And even Nancy Pelosi got the math right. She called
minorities don't win decisions on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, 2-1. And at least Nancy Pelosi, when she wasn't elbowing Representative Flores' daughter, she got it right. She said it's a supermajority. I think 2-1 is a supermajority, technically speaking. 844-500-4242. Was that AOC or her four-year-old niece? How can you tell the difference? Have you ever seen them in the same room, 603? 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls when we come back, and we have some Brandon cuts. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, some headlines you read at a specific time of the year and they come back every year. Politicians go to ladle out turkey at the Thanksgiving at the homeless shelters. Santa Claus is tracked by NORAD or whatever it is, the the radar, the North American Air Defense radar on Christmas Eve. And the mayor says no drinking will be tolerated on at the Boston Marathon, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's time for one of those headlines. Massachusetts State Police cracked down. What are they cracking down on? Guess what we're almost up to? Correct. Massachusetts State Police cracked down on fireworks purchasers ahead of 4th of July weekend. So that answers your question, Taylor. You will not be getting a police escort to New Hampshire to buy fireworks and Newports.
It's too bad. Had my route all planned out.
That's all they have to do. That's all they have to do is crack down on fireworks purchasers. That's good to know. Ed, another Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
So I was just wanted to talk about the need for people to dig a little deeper in things. So last couple of days was reading about this Justice Luttig, formally appointed by Bush, Republican conservative was going to come out and, say that Trump was completely responsible for the insurrection. He orchestrated the whole thing. And, so the Democrats have this smoking gun, this Republican. But, you look a little deeper, so you find out, he was appointed as a judge. But in 2006, he left the bench, citing compensation needs. He went to work for Boeing. $175,000 a year wasn't enough as a judge, he said, to pay for his kid's education. So when he worked for Boeing, they disclosed compensation in 08 of around $2.9 million that year. Now you got to guess it's only gone up every year. Well, that was a great job to have until Trump had announced that they were grounding that Boeing, was it the VMAX jet that kept crashing, the two crashes?
Right.
And this guy Luttig was pretty vocal about Trump's not having the right to, you can read these articles, to basically ground an airplane.
Here's the thing, Ed. I didn't even watch that guy. I heard later people said he was the slowest talker in human history. But did anyone really watch him? I mean, you can sort of rent a judge. You can rent anybody you want, especially if you're going to just give him a chance to say something nasty about Donald Trump, right?
Well, yeah, but, but they're touting this Republican, this Republican judge. Hey, look, he's going to turn on their own. But the reality of it is he lost his job as a result of that plane being grounded. So was he really, up against Trump as, an impartial person? Or was it you have a little bit of an axe to grind for someone that probably lost, if he was making $3 million a year in 2008, maybe in 2016 when he got canned, he was making $5 million a year.
Right.
So, there's an authenticity to his, you read the blurb, on the news that they put out, and it just helps to reinforce more. Look, even the Republicans are,
I don't think anybody's paying attention to him though. I mean, look at this weekend, on those talk shows that President Trump was referencing that he watched in the morning, they even the Democrats were saying they're not trying to press criminal charges against them. Now they're going to have a special meeting of the committee tomorrow. I don't know what that's all about. Thanks for the call, Ed. 844-500-4242, 603. What about Salems? Aren't those the original menthols? They are. They were the, they weren't the original menthols. I think the Cools were the original menthols, but Salems, I think, were the number one selling menthols briefly. But it was mainly Cools, and then it was Newport. Then it's ever since then it's been Newports. 844-500-4242. So Biden doddered out in Delaware on Saturday morning to sign the new gun bill, and it really had an immediate impact. About 2 hours after he signed it, a couple of thugs went onto a CTA, Chicago Transit Authority bus, and gunned down two people on the bus. And a 5-month-old baby was killed in Chicago this weekend in the gun violence. So it's obviously the gun safety bill is off to a rousing start as always. But, I guess he could make the case that 10 people were killed in gun violence in Chicago last weekend, and it was only 5 this weekend. So they halved it. But let's play a couple of cuts from Biden at the Saturday. I guess he was at the White House. I guess he didn't go to Delaware. because I guess he was getting ready for his trip to Europe and the Mideast. So this is, let's play cut six.
With members who voted for these families, and the families who, in fact, were victimized by the gun shooting that we've seen so incredible, see so much of it of late.
So what are you going to do now, Dementia Joe? Cut nine.
I'm not going to sign this bill into law.
He's not going to sign the bill into law?
That's what it sounded like. But then he sat down and signed it, so.
I guess he was a little confused.
I'm not going to sign this bill into law.
Okay. He's not going to sign, but then he signed it. Okay. So how's that cough work? How's the cough? You got some cough drops? You're working on that before you got on Air Force One, Mr. President? Cut one.
Good morning, folks.
Cut two.
Yesterday, I spoke about the Supreme Court's shocking decision striking down Roe v. Wade. We've had a lot of discussion about that in our whole household. What do you think is it? Anyway.
Really? Were you in the sunroom when you were discussing that? Cut four.
This morning, though, I'm here, we're here, on a critical issue, gun violence.
What do you prefer, cut three?
Jill and I know how painful and devastating the decision is for so many Americans. And I mean so many Americans.
What's up with that cough? Cut five.
You know, I'm about to sign into law bipartisan safety legislation, gun safety legislation, and time is of the essence.
All right. So then, yesterday, he was at the G7 in Germany, and it was more of the same. And cut 12.
We're offering better options for countries and for people around the world to invest in critical infrastructure that improves the lives, their lives, all of our lives, and delivers real gains.
Real gains.
And delivers the kidneys.
Cut 13.
2 years ago, COVID-19... didn't need any reminders about how critical investments in healthcare systems were and health security is, both to fight the pandemic and to prepare for the next one, because it will not be the last pandemic we have to deal with.
Because we have an election coming up. We got to get another reason to have those mail-in ballots. The 2,000 mules are standing by. By the way, he's turning COVID into some COVID-19, like Charlie Parker used to do, into a human form.
2 years ago, COVID-19 didn't need any reminders.
Or as Charlie Parker would put it, COVID-19 doesn't take the 4th of July off.
Celebrates right there with you.
We'll be tracking if COVID-19 decides to cross the line into New Hampshire to pick up some fireworks. We'll have the state police all over COVID-19. And COVID-19 better not bring back any of those menthol smokes either. Cut 15.
When women and girls have the ability and the opportunity to participate more fully in their societies and economies, we see positive impacts not only in their communities, but around the board, across the board.
Percent, and around the board and across the board and down under the board and up above the board.
Under the boardwalk.
Let's hear that one again. Cut 15.
When women and girls have the ability and the opportunity to participate more fully in their societies and economies, we see positive impacts not only in their communities, but around the board, across the board.
Cut 16.
And we're ready to get to work together, all of us, to lead efforts, to lead U.S. efforts, in my case, I appointed Amos Hochstein, my special presidential coordinator, to deal with the rest of our colleagues.
I like to see him pick that guy out of a lineup. No way he could do so. He has no idea who he quote-unquote appointed. Cut 17.
I'll lead the U.S. whole of government approach to drive a coalition and a collaboration with the G7 and our partners around the world, including private sector and multilateral development banks.
So he meant to say collaboration, but it came out as coalition, right?
I'll lead the U.S. whole of government approach to drive a coalition and a collaboration.
Again, not words used in common American parlance, but when was the last time you ever confused coalition?
Well, it's obvious he's not comprehending what he's reading. He's just reading.
Right. Right. That's why he can't name anybody, because he doesn't know who he just reads the names, but he doesn't know who he's talking about. Even people he was in the Senate with, even people who are in his cabinet, he doesn't know who they are. 844-500-4242-603. Officer Mark says, "Fear not, I shall cross state lines to bring Taylor's contraband to him."
Leave the COVID-19 there at the fireworks counter. I don't need it celebrating alongside me.
I think COVID-19 has a vanity plate. That'll make it easy for the troopers to track them down. You gotta have, when you're running a bootleg, you know, you want to be as inconspicuous as possible in every way. And you don't want to leave any voicemails either, right, Dementia Joe? 844-500-4242. We'll say one call before we go to the break. Ed, you're next with another Ed.
Hey,
three
pal,
Eds in a row.
It's 8:15 on Wednesday night.
Oh, guess not. I guess that's not the guy we were looking for. Leo.
That's why I called.
Oh, okay.
Another Ed.
Go ahead, Ed.
I just thought it was funny. I figured I'd call in another Ed from your old stomping grounds. I just want to speak up on Susan Collins. Boy, she really ticked us off up here. I'll tell you that right now. You know, we still own our family farm in, well, I'm not going to say the town, but in Cumberland County.
Yeah.
We run it. But we all live across the border in Androscoggin County now.
I don't blame you for getting out of Cumberland County. It's now that you're going to have a Soros DA. All right, thanks for the call, Ed. 844-500-4242. 508 says COVID-19 isn't taking the 4th of July off this year, but this year it's because it couldn't afford to. It couldn't afford the increased prices for the barbecue.
COVID-19 short-staffed.
I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
We have another 603 caller, Taylor, who says that he's going to bring down your fireworks and wrap the gift packages. They'll never look there. Hashtag Leah Gendoso. That's when she was moving, the former state trooper, when she was moving drugs. She would wrap them in Christmas paper, wrapping paper. And that way no one would ever look, she said. 844-500-4242. Atlanta subway worker shot dead for putting too much mayo on sandwich. Oof. Another was injured after an angry customer opened fire because they'd put too much mayonnaise on his sandwich, police said. This was in an Atlanta gas station around 6:30 p.m. last night after the customer became irate over his order. Believe it or not, it was about too much mayo on his sandwich, the owner said, Willie Glenn. He decided to escalate the situation, and from from there, that's when all hell broke loose. Good Lord. Sharon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sharon.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm speaking a little softly because I have laryngitis, but I've had a couple of points building up, and thank you for taking the call. I'd like to address some of the moonbats and Democrats out there, and Howie, I hope you're agreeing with me, and maybe because I'm an adjunct professor, I get concerned about inner-city kids. Don't you remember when Rahm Emanuel was in charge and how crime increased, et cetera, and they're all yelling and screaming now, the guns have to go, the guns have to get off the street, they have to get out of the hands of these gangs. Do these people who are supposed to be super intelligent, they call the rest of us deplorables, do they really think that these gangs buy guns at a gun shop?
Right. Well, I mean, Sharon, you know, doesn't Chicago have some of the most stringent gun laws in the nation? That's what everybody always says, right? And yet they're blaming everything on, you're right, on the lack of gun laws. And yet, you know, when Jussie Smollett commits a crime, which it was a crime, he filed false police reports. He, you know, he basically made made statements that could be construed as hate speech. Nothing happened to him. They just they broomed the case. They weren't even going to convict him, let alone put him in jail for 2 hours. I don't know, Sharon. It's ridiculous. It's not. You're right. These laws that they pass, that they enact, this feel good legislation, this virtue signaling. If anyone is inconvenienced at all, it's law abiding gun owners. It's not these gangbangers. It's not the two guys who jumped onto the bus in Chicago 2 hours after Biden signed this law and just gunned down somebody and almost killed another guy. Thanks for the call, Sharon. Leo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Leo.
Oh, hi. I know this isn't a religious program, but I was very pleased to see that the right of prayer was protected today by the Supreme Court.
Correct.
I like that even more than the overturning of Roe v. Wade, because some 60 years ago, the court redefine the separation of church and state, and we have done nothing but get more and more further away.
No, you're right. I mean, it was a good decision. I mean, they were just hassling that guy, that coach, for no good reason whatsoever. I'm Howie Carr.